Child welfare organizations across South Africa have observed a significant increase in the number of abandoned babies in the past year. Khosi Msibi, the social welfare manager at the Johannesburg Child Welfare Society, says she noticed an increase of around 50% from last December.
It used to be 16, 17 per month, but now it has increased drastically. Per month for now, we received about 28, 32 or less. That's why I was saying it varies per month.
Msibi says that the babies are being found in a variety of circumstances.
Some are abandoned in hospitals, and then some are left in public places, and some are left in open fields in the township, and then some are left in taxi ranks or just inside the taxi, and some they are left with child minors.
The overwhelming number of mothers who abandon their babies are between 16 and 23 years old. Many have been raped. Others cut adrift by the child's father when he learns of the pregnancy. As many as 50% are refugees or illegal immigrants from countries like Zimbabwe who are unable to cope with a child. Msibi says the catalyst for abandonment can be poverty, shame or parental pressure. In many cases, she says, it is HIV/AIDS.
I think HIV/AIDS, that's one reason. Because young mothers, they often find themselves unable to cope with the demands of raising this HIV-positive baby. And also, they themselves, they are sick. And then they'll end up, like, abandoning this child.
Welfare organizations are able to reunite about 50% of the abandoned babies with their mothers. Msibi says these reunions are carefully managed.
We'll reach out, go out and double-check, and thereafter we'll interview and we'll find out, yes, this is the biological mother of this baby. And the very same young mother will also be counseled, giving information and also all the skills that she will need as a parent.
Most babies who cannot be reunited with their mothers become available for fostering or adoption. But even though there is no discrimination against single parents, same-sex couples, and adults of different racial groups, the number of available babies far outweighs the list of potential foster or adoptive parents. Welfare organizations hope to change this through public appeals. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.